We live in challenging times that sometimes happens that people think they can not really accomplish what they're supposed to be accomplishing, their objectives, etc. in life, and they get depressed. So I have a few ideas that our sages in Judaism actually offer to help this situation. Idea number one, get for yourself a guide, a rabbi that can really know you, understand you, and help you set for your life true, realistic objectives. Because sometimes people put objectives that are just too high and they can't accomplish them, and then they get depressed. So the problem is not really that you can't accomplish. The problem is that what you're trying to accomplish is not really for you. So how do you know whether this particular objective in life is for you or is not? So again, get a friend, get a rabbi, get a guide that can know you, understand you, and help you set for your life true realistic objectives. And then slowly, with time, you will go up higher and higher and put and get better objectives and really go beyond yourself, etc. But it's step by step. That's idea number one. Idea number two, we live in a generation where people don't want to actually work. And work, I mean working yourself. Working outside of yourself, like going to a job and doing what you have to do, that's easy because you get money out of it. But working on yourself, really improving yourself and developing yourself, people don't want to do that for whatever reason. But this is the problem, so to speak, of the generation. So in that particular aspect, there's another idea. Our sages say a famous saying, and it goes like this. If a person comes to you and tells you, I did an effort, but I did not accomplish, don't believe it. Why not? Because you didn't really do the effort. If you would have done the real effort, you would have accomplished. Of course, we're talking about a realistic objective. And I already explained how to get realistic objectives. And regarding the regular things that God expects from each single human being, that's for sure realistic objectives. Why? That's easy. Because God created the human being. And God knows perfectly what he is, or she, whatever, is ready to accomplish. And he only demands of us what we are ready to do. So those are for sure realistic objectives. Now, again, if a person comes to you and says, I did the effort and I did not accomplish, don't believe, you didn't really do the effort. Second part, if a person comes to you and says, I did not make any effort and I accomplished, or even if he says, I did a little bit of effort and I accomplished, don't believe him, say our sages. Why? Because if you would have done the required real effort, you would have accomplished much more. So don't come to me and say, I accomplished, you know, a small thing, whatever. You could accomplish much more than that. So if you didn't do the effort and you think you accomplished, you're a fool, so don't fool yourself. And the third part, if a person comes to you and says, I did the effort and I accomplished, believe him. That's what our sages say, because again, accomplishment goes according to the effort. So the two ideas, again, are just get somebody that can guide you into getting realistic objectives, and make the effort, and you will see that the happiness of really accomplishing what you're ready to accomplish, because God gave you the strength to accomplish that, it's such a deep happiness that is going to take you out of that apparent depression, out of thinking that you cannot accomplish.